Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has blessed the Ummah with the name Al-Muhsi. Al-Muhsi is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody bring the Qur'an out of the Qur'an, it's starting to be a bit low. Al-Muhsi comes from the Arabic word Ihsa, and Ihsa means to keep account of everything, to keep account of everything. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Muhsi over all of His creation. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a complete count of every detail in His creation. For an example, if there is this company, and it's a big company, you might have in-house accountants that manage the company, and that will have total control of the company, the goods that come in, the goods that go out, the purchase, everything is handled by the accountants. So that the person who owns the company will know exactly which way the business is drifting. Is there any profit? Is there any loss? And so just an example that a man who keeps an account or count of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Muhsi who has the complete count of everything in His creation. So Al-Muhsi would mean from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the day of Qiyamah, how many human beings have walked on the face of this earth? Who will know that? From Adam alayhi salam until the last day, how many human beings have walked on the face of this earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Muhsi, I am Muhsi. I keep account. I have the records of everything. That is the ilm of Allah, Al-Muhsi. That He knows everything, all the human beings that have come. How many jinns are there in the world from the beginning until the end? That count is with Allah Pak. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّاهُ The army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the army is junood. Nobody has the count except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many angels are there that Allah has created? He is Muhsi, He knows. How many trees are there in the world? That count is with Allah. He is Muhsi. How many stars are there in the heavens? That is with Allah Pak. How many mountains? That is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many fishes in the ocean? How many fishes in the ocean? Imagine that. That is also with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even with the technology that we have, it is impossible to do this. The stars, the planets, Allahu Akbar. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am that al-muhsi that has the complete count and the right measure of everything. How much rain will fall? Every drop of rain that comes down, will there be a flood? Or will the water go through? How many leaves there are? Flowers there are? Every grain of sand? Everything is in the ilm-e-muhit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi was a great lover of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was from Medina Munawwara. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi is that buzrug who had memorized the Mu'atta of Imam Malik. Imam Shafi'i had memorized the Mu'atta of Imam Malik. The Mu'atta of Imam Malik was written even before the Sahih of Imam Bukhari. So one can understand the status of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. He is resting even today in Jannatul Baqi. So Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi wanted to do Hajj, Nafal Hajj. But these were people who would always think of death all the time. So there was this fear that if I went for Hajj and if I'm in the city of Makkah and if death comes to me, I will be deprived from this Maqbara, the Qabristan of Jannatul Baqi, where 10,000 Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'een are resting. How many Sahaba? 10,000. And look at the wisdom of Allah. Allah Pak is Hakim. Allah Pak is Hakim. From the companions, who does He choose to be the neighbors for His Nabi? Who does He choose? Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar Farooq. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar are with Huzur alayhi salam as neighbors. Hazrat Uthman is in Jannatul Baqi. Hazrat Ali, such a great sahabi, but the exact location is unknown. Exact location is unknown. Allahu A'lam. But 10,000 sahaba, Imam Malik wanted to sleep in Jannatul Baqi. And so, he wanted to do Hajj, but this was the fear. In the night he saw a dream. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to him and said to him, Imam Malik, oh Malik, everything okay? So he said, Hazrat, I want to go for Hajj. Can you tell me when my death will come? I want to go for Hajj. Can you tell me when my death will come? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream raised his hands and he pointed out with the five fingers like this. And Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi woke up. Bas. The dream ends. Now what is this five? Is it 5 days? 5 minutes? 5 hours? 5 months? 5 years? What is this five? And so he was a great scholar. Imam Ibn Sirin was the great Mu'abbir and a man who had the science of interpreting dreams. So he sent his student to go and said to the student that don't say that this is the dream of Imam Malik, but just say somebody has seen this dream. So the student went to Ibn Sirin, Rahmatullah alayh, and he said, this is the dream and I want the meaning. So Ibn Sirin, Rahmatullah alayh, said that in the city of Medina, no one holds this caliber and this position besides Imam Malik to see this dream. Even if you don't tell me, no one has got that status besides Imam Malik. Imam Malik must have seen this dream. So he says, now you know it is him. So he said, go and tell Imam Malik, it is not 5 days, not 5 months, it is not 5 years, it is not 5 minutes, it is not 5 weeks, it is 5 ayats of the Quran. 5 ayats of the Quran. Well, in the ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the message. The first message is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Only Allah has the knowledge of the day of Qiyamah. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. Allah has the complete knowledge of the exact measure, the amount of rain that will come down. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. And Allah has the knowledge of exactly how that baby is in the stomach, whether he will be muttaqi, whether he will be a kafir. Remember, I have no time for this. Somebody might say that with the modern technology today we can find out if it's a boy or a girl. The Quran is not speaking about gender here. The words of the Arabic language are ma fil arham. It would have been an issue if it was man fil arham. Man would make reference to gender. But the Quran is so solid. Allahu Akbar. The Quran closes the door. There's never mistakes. The Quran says, Ma fil ard. Ma fil ard means in the making of every cell. And what the malaika actually decide for him after the information that is given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how old he will be, what rizq he will have and all that. So, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَىٰ. And tomorrow what a person will do. So many times we have an intention that this is what we will do tomorrow. It is our intention, but the decree of Allah is something else and it does not happen. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. And it is only in the knowledge of Allah. This is the fifth message of the verse given to Imam Malik, that you are asking me something, that in which part of the world will death come, that is exclusively as knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ tamut. Where a person will pass away, that is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khair, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi was given this information. And so what we are saying here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is muhsi, and He has the full count of everything that is happening. That is why in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. And we have listed everything in a clear register. We have listed everything in a clear register. In Surah Kahf, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. فَتَرَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, when the criminals will be given their book of deeds. مُشْفِقِينَ, they will be scared. مِمَّا فِيهِ, and they will know that what it contains. وَيَقُولُونَ, and they will say, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا, woe be to us. And when this register will be given to them, they will say, Mali hazal kitab. What is the matter and what is the problem with this register? La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. Every small and every big is recorded in this book. Everything what we did, if you were to cough, that is recorded. You know, even the frowning of a person, you know when you do this, the frowning, your facial gesture. Maybe you're doing ishara, pointing fingers and quickly you turn, that person doesn't know. Every gesture, every point, everything, the book will have it there open in front of you. لا يغادروا صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. أحصا means everything that is counted. And Allah is muhsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is muhsi. ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا. And you will find your a'mal nama, your actions to be in front of you, whatever you did. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not treat anyone with injustice. Allah does not treat anyone with injustice. Everything will be recorded. Huh? There is one thing for the people of Iman that perhaps we need to look at. Allah is muhsi, everything is recorded. But when a person does sincere tawbah, when a person does sincere tawbah, then that is not recorded. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him. It is deleted. Even the angels don't know. Only when that person is doing sincere tawbah, which is very, very important. And so that is why, my respected brothers and elders, Allah is muhsi, it means that everything that we do, the deeds that we do, all the good deeds and anything that is evil and vice and guna and bad deeds and sins, even that is recorded. Even that is recorded. Everything that is there. And so today in this world, maybe we can hide from friends, family members, the law of this country or whatever we can do. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your every movement, muhsi, everything is recorded. Allah has the complete count of everything that you have done. In fact, in the hadith, it comes that when a person walks it to the masjid, when a person walks it to the masjid, there is fazilat to walk to the masjid. There is fazilat to walk it to the masjid. And a person should make that intention. So when a person walks it to the masjid, then at every step Allah gives him thawab. Imagine Allah has even the count of every step that individual is taking. In case somebody thinks that, oh, the malaika do all that. No, no. The malaika are just given the information. The malaika are just given the information. Every information is given to them. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that decides. It is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't take any good deed to be insignificant. Don't take any good deed to be insignificant. To smile at your brother. Maybe your smile will take you to Jannah. In the hadith it comes, اتَّكِ النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشِكِّ تَمَرٍ. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it means half a date. Even if you can save yourself with half a date that you give in the path of Allah, or that you give someone who is needy, half a date. Don't think that, oh, what is half a date? No, no. Even if you can give half a date in the path of Allah, mashallah, one should give. Wallahu alam, I have no knowledge of this, but these are just through some of the messages that we receive, and Allah knows best, that the UK is going to take many of the Syrian refugees and orphans. Wallahu alam, maybe you know better, and that it is important for the Muslims also to come forward. And mashallah, if you can sponsor and look after an orphan, there is great, great reward. So maybe, you know, you can consult with the family and the wife, and if there are people who are interested. And subhanallah, you know, looking after an orphan will also mean that the country will support you financially. The country will also give you finance of it. So that way what we are actually doing is that we are saving their iman. We are saving their iman. These are our children. And so mashallah, think about it. You know, I haven't done my research. I'm just saying it as the message that comes to me. Wallahu a'lam. Allah knows best. But there might be people, they have not thought about this. But there is great, great reward. Great reward. Looking after children also. Subhanallah. To sponsor and to look after someone who is yateem. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, don't take any good deed to be insignificant. That this is nothing, what will happen? Nothing whatsoever. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is counting everything, everything it is there. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, he was the great student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, a great faqih of his time. When he passed away, someone saw him in a dream, one of the students, and these are recorded in the books. And someone said, Hazrat, how are you? Everything okay? How is the hereafter? So Imam Abu Yusuf said that one day I was sitting writing a mas'ala, fiqh mas'ala. One day I was sitting writing a fiqh mas'ala. And in those days you had on one side water, one side you had the ink pot. And so he was dabbing the pen, the qalam, where the ink pot was to the ink, and one side was water. And so this fly came and was drinking water. Fly, makki. So Imam Yusuf, Abu Yusuf, saw the fly drinking and he stopped writing the mas'ala, thinking that if I dab the pen in now, it will disturb that fly drinking water. So let it be content, let it drink water, and when it flies, it's fine, I will continue. So Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi stopped and he looked at this fly drinking water, and after a while it went away. Bas, this was it. Every good work of Imam Abu Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so mustaghni and as-samad. Imam Abu Yusuf was told by the angels that because of one fly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you Jannah. Allahu Akbar. One fly, Allah is going to give you Jannah. Now imagine that. Any good amal, wallahi, if it's an opportunity that is there, take it. Any good amal. The reason why this ummah is suffering, my respected brothers, is because we have turned our backs to the Quran. We have turned our backs to the Quran. Seriously. Go to any of the masjid. Alan will be done. There will be Dars-e-Quran. 95% of the people walk out. How many? 95%. There is no time. Watching film, there is time. Watching news, there is time. Playing badminton, there is time. Going to the gym every day, there is time. Mashallah. Going to the restaurant, all the time, time. Mashallah. Everything of this dunya, mashallah, your business meetings, there is time. For your tijarat, you'll drive every day to Manchester. There is time. You will come late, there is time. But for the Quran, you got no time. That is why we are getting hammered left, right and center. Forgive me, brothers. The reason why this ummah is suffering is because of this. No interest. Quran ko sunnah? No. 95% of the people go. Listen at home or whatever that is. No, brothers. Is listening to Sheikh Sudaisi or looking at how people do tawaf like the real tawaf we do? Not at all. So khair, your good actions, these great scholars, they have worked so hard. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, he passed away. Allama Sakhawi rahmatullah alayhi has written in his kitab. Abdullah ibn Abdul Hakam saw him in his dream. And it is said that he said to the great Imam Shafi'i that, Hazrat, how is everything in the hereafter? Imam Shafi'i, he was born where? You know where he was born? Where was he born? Brothers, do you know where he was born? Ji? Guyana.
Cairo.
Cairo, huh? Gaza. Where?
Gaza.
The Gaza today we know? Palestine. This is the birthplace of Imam Shafi'i, Gaza. And he was so poor. At the age of 7, he memorized the Quran. At the age of 7, he became Hafiz of the Quran. Look at the zeal for knowledge. At the age of 10, he memorized the Mu'atta of Imam Malik. This is not a joke, brothers. The Mu'atta of Imam Malik is a hadith kitab this thick. He memorized, by 10, he had memorized the Mu'atta of Imam Malik. And he would write the Masail Fiqh because he was a very poor man from a very poor background on some leather strips or some pottery or something. Wherever he would, somebody would give him some material and he would write Masail. This is the Qurbani that our Aslaf have done, brothers. This is the Qurbani. Mujhe toh kya hai, my respected brothers? My duty is to speak and go. What is it? My duty is my own qabr. Your duty is your own qabr. Aisa to nahi hai na mere azizon ke kisi ki shan wahwa ho. If an alim is saying something without ikhlas, then there is guna. What is it? There is guna. But if he is saying for the love and for Islam, that this should be our attitude because this is what Islam is telling us, then there is sawab. Sawab for everyone. So khair, Imam Shafi'i passed away and he said to his student, Allah Pak forgave me. What did he? Allah forgive you because you memorized Mu'atta Imam Malik? Did he forgive you because thousands of people were sitting in your dars? Did he forgive you because you memorized the Quran and you were a great, great faqih of the time? No. Allah Pak forgave Imam Shafi'i because he would read one durood all the time upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this durood is known as durood Shafi'i. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin kullama dhakarahu dhakirun wa kullama ghafala an dhikrihil ghafilun. This was the durood that he would always read, and because of this one durood, Allah forgave him. So who knows, my respected brothers, from the life that we have, what actions we have done, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive us. And that is why we need to understand Al-Muhsi. Allah is the one who has the full count. Every bone in your body, everything that is there, He has the full count. Allah Pak knows everything. You ask me today, being the Imam of this masjid, you know, how many safs are there in your masjid? I won't know. Really, I haven't counted. Sometimes when we have groups, they say to me, oh, how many bulbs are there in the chandelier? I said, wait, let me see. You know, let's check it out. You know, I'll have to ask somebody. How many people can come into your masjid? How many windows are there? You know, I've been doing imamat here 4 years, but have you made a count? Do you know the count? Do you know how many people, how many safs are there? From here to there, how many rows are there? How many windows are there? It's difficult. But Allah Pak, He is Al-Muhsi, complete count. He knows everything. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi has written ajib. When Musa alayhi salam was given the scriptures, brothers. When Musa alayhi salam was given the scriptures, Allah wanted to show him the Qudrat. He was a Nabi. So Allah Pak said, there's a rock in front of you, O Musa. With your asa, hit the rock. Strike it with your asa. And so Musa alayhi salam hits the asa on the rock. And the rock split open. And inside the first layer, there was another layer of a rock. The first layer opened up and there was a second layer of a rock. Allah Pak said, even break the second rock. So with his asa, he striked. it cracked open. The second layer opened up. Then there was the third rock inside, a small rock now. Allah Pak said, break that also, and he broke it. When he broke it, Allah Pak said to Musa alayhi salam, look inside properly. So Musa alayhi salam went down and he picked up the small portion of the rock and he saw an insect that had a minute leaf like rizq in the mouth. Allahu Akbar. The outer layer is a rock, inside is a rock, and then inside is another rock, and in the middle there is an insect with food in the mouth. Musa alayhi salam is shocked. Ya Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And then Musa, Allah Pak said, oh Musa, tell this insect to speak to you, bring it close to you. Allama Alusi in his tafsir has written, this insect said to Musa alayhi salam, subhana mayyarani, glory be to my Allah who sees me. وَيَعْرِفُ مَكَانِي, glory be to my Allah who knows my place. وَيَسْمَعُ كَلَامِي, glory be to my Allah who listens to me. Glory be to my Allah, يَذْكُرُنِي وَلَا يَنْسَانِي, who has remembered me and has not forgotten me, and Allah is providing rizq to me. In the darkness, in something that is so hard, Allah is Al-Muhsi, my respected brothers. Now how is He Muhsi? Just to conclude, that even the rizq that we eat, when the rizq is finished, it is gone. How much lukma will go inside a person? A person is 60, 70, 80 years. How many apples he will eat? How many kilos of rice will go inside the stomach? As that Maulana who said that London walo ke liye to unka pet goya murgiyon ka kabristan hai. Murgiyon ka kabristan hai. To hamara pet to murgiyon ka kabristan hai. This is the kabristan for the chickens. Wherever you go, fast food, chicken, chicken, chicken. Maza aata hai, khate rehte hai bhai. To kya hua, halal hai, khayenge, kya karenge, ab khana to hai. Subhanallah, every food item gone inside, Allah has the full count. And how much of the breathing that we do, every breath, in the 60 years, 70 years, each breath, Allah has the full count. Sulaiman alayhi salam was in his court. All of a sudden a man came in fast. When he came in and he looked at Sulaiman alayhi salam and he scanned at the people that were around him and he looked at one person and he was just looking at that one person. Looking at that one person in the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And then after staring at him, staring at him, staring at him, after a while he left. So when the court was adjourned, this man came and said to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Hazrat, do you know who this man was? Sulaiman alayhi salam was a Nabi. He said, yeah, I know that man who came. That man was actually the angel of death. That man was actually the angel of death. So he said, he was the angel of death. He said, huh? But from all the people, he was just staring at me. From all the people, he was just staring at me. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, huh, true, he's staring at you, right? But you are still alive. So, but he was staring at me. He goes, no, but you are still alive. So now because he was a Muslim and the murid of Sulaiman alayhi salam and mashallah, his disciple. So he said, Hazrat, are there any conditions? You are a Nabi, is there any restrictions to you? He said, no. Because will you fulfill my one wish? Will you fulfill my one wish? So he said, what is your one wish? He said that, can you command the winds to take me to Gujarat? That's a joke, eh? Can you command the winds to take me to India? Where? To take me, this is the fact, Hind. Hind is in India. Sulaiman alayhi salam is saying, you want to go to Hind, India? He goes, yeah, yeah, take me. That man was staring at me. Take me straight, one shot, tell the winds and take me there. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, take, no problem. The winds came and he said to the winds, take this man immediately to Hind, India. This person was transported, subhanallah, very quickly, straight to Hind. And after that, there was no hearing from this man. So after a few days, Sulaiman alayhi salam was sitting on his takht pulpit that was there. Great Nabi. And that man comes, Malakul Maut comes, and this time he meets Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam is now talking to him that, you know, what happened last time you came, you just saw that person without greeting, you went, this time what happened? He says, Hazrat, you know, I was shocked. Because the register that is given to me, what is it? The register that is given to me, I am told that within 2 minutes I am to take his soul in the region of India. In the region of India. But this man was so far away from India, he was in your company. So I was looking for him, I said, I have to prepare very quickly. And so this man was here and I'm wondering, you know, subhanallah, Allah is al-muhsi, there is never a mistake. Never miss. His ruh has to be taken in Hind, not here. Not in the Middle East, not in the area of Yemen, that part. And there is no time, there is no time. This time I have to take. This is the order of Allah. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ When the time comes, 1 second is not given. 1 second is not given to you as extra time. 1 second bini. Allahu Akbar. Not 1 second. You cannot put 1 grain of rice in the mouth. You cannot feed him with, or even tell him to drink a spoonful of zamzam water. Bas zamzam. No. It won't go inside. Because rizq is not there. And he said that, subhanallah, when I saw him here, my iman is, of course, Allah's order is Allah's order. So I just went to the location where I have to take his soul. Lo and behold, when I got there, subhanallah, as I get there, he gets there. As I get there, he gets there. And he looks at me and I look at him and chup. What does Malakul Maut do? Straight. There is no raham with Malakul Maut. Very strong. Mizaj is very strong. The temperament is very strong. Immediately he falls down. So Sulaiman alayhi salam said, my disciple is gone. Because he's gone. This is the shan of Allah. This is the shan, this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is al-muhsi. Allah keeps account of everything. So what we are doing, brothers, in this world, maybe in the room we are alone, maybe we think nobody is watching us. Let us do muraqabah. Allah is al-muhsi. Everything is recorded in a very transparent and clear register. Allah Pak Mujhe Aapko Har Ek Ko Taufeeq De. InshaAllah, we will have also our program for Shab-e-Barat tomorrow after Maghrib Salah. Brothers, do come and inshaAllah invite others. Just a few minutes muraqabah, close your eyes. And mashaAllah, this heart, which is the great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's take control of the heart and allow the heart to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك.